I'm Jay Paul for Palmer 96 Sports. Joint practices have taken place twice in training camp during Mike Zimmer's tenure as head coach of the Minnesota Vikings. He has his concerns about holding any this year. The Vikings have back-to-back road games in the preseason at Cincinnati and Cleveland. Zimmer said prior to the pandemic, forcing teams to alter their offseason program, the coach received interest from a couple of teams wanting to arrange practices together in the preseason. But that's a time when Zimmer wants to be focused on his team and getting them ready for the regular season. In 2018, Minnesota hosted the Jacksonville Jaguars. 2 years prior, they traveled to Cincinnati, both leading up to preseason games. So Zimmer speaks from experience. NFL facilities remain closed indefinitely with no concrete date set for reopening as stay-at-home orders vary from state to state. Zimmer and his son, Adam, the Vikings' co-defensive coordinator, are spending their time quarantining together at the head coach's ranch in Kentucky. The NCAA announced Wednesday that it has extended indefinitely the deadline for college basketball players to withdraw from the NBA draft and retain their college eligibility amid the pandemic. The deadline was June 3rd, but Dan Gavitt, the NCAA's senior vice president of basketball, said in a statement that it will be extended with the health and well-being of our student-athletes in mind, along with their ability to make the most informed decisions during this uncertain time. Gavitt said in his statement that a new withdrawal date will be set once the league determines a timeline for the 2020 pre-draft process. The NBA has already postponed the draft combine, which gives potential draftees the opportunity to work out for teams in a group setting. The traditional deadline for withdrawing from the draft and maintaining college eligibility is 10 days after the combine. On May 1st, the NBA Board of Governors voted to postpone the combine and the draft lottery, which were both set for this month in Chicago. The league hasn't yet voted to delay the NBA draft, which is set for June 25th, but there is an increasing belief that it's just a matter of time before that happens. The league is still working on a plan for a potential resumption of play for this season. With NASCAR set to resume racing with four Cup Series events starting this weekend, officials announced three races at other tracks that were being replaced in the 2020 schedule. The Chicagoland race, set for June 21st, was reassigned to Darlington this Sunday. The Richmond race, which was set to be on April 19th, is going to be replaced by the May 20th Darlington race. And the June 14th Sonoma race is now the May 27th Charlotte race. The Coca-Cola 600 on May 24th at Charlotte is keeping its traditional spot on Memorial Day weekend. NASCAR has said it still plans to run a full 36-race Cup Series season in 2020, and there has been a tentative schedule planned for June and beyond, made up primarily of classic southeastern racetracks that are within easy driving distance of most teams' headquarters, which is somewhere around the Charlotte area. You can read about and listen to these stories and other news, sports, weather, and community events on our webpage, kqprfm.com. I'm Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.